Morning, everybody. COVID-19. Let's just get this out to everybody. When you engage the police, tell them it's a hoax. PCR test is near 100% false. Kerry Mullis, who invented it, said it wasn't to be used for this. The way that they're using it, it is false. It is 100% false to create this fake narrative to give you this COVID-19 vaccine. Now, as you can see, when you go into a shop, right, and you buy a bottle of orange squash or a tin of tuna or a jar of strawberry jam, what does it have on the jar? Exactly. Strawberry, orange. This has got COVID-19 on because it is COVID-19. You get it? The mainstream media are lying. The government data is false. That's why you push the point with the police. If you get yourself in any trouble, come to us for your defence. The police are in breach of the 2006 Terrorism Act. This is fake. It's a fake narrative. And not only that, they're killing people. So they've killed an awful lot of people, including Captain Tom, where they removed the data that he'd had the vaccine on the internet. Now, that's a conspiracy. So anybody living in the Bedford area, ring your police. It's a conspiracy either to lie to the people about the safety of these vaccines or they've murdered Captain Tom. Went pretty quiet on Captain Tom, haven't they? Anyway, it's anybody... the data on the CDC website, unfortunately... the CDC, Centre for Disease Control, page is down. Yeah, it's temporarily shut down. How long it's going to be down, we're not really sure. They're saying it's just for maintenance, but I can tell you now, the data we got off it last week is absolutely appalling. Confirms my earlier complaint to the police that the metal contamination is causing genocide. It does cause sterilisation. We know the nanoparticles cause sterilisation. We've got the science on that. That is genocide. They don't have to murder you for it to be genocide. But they are murdering people. So they've murdered quite a number of people. And they are absolutely in a panic. And the reason why they're doing stuff like this. Now you can see this, right? This is what's called a psyop. Right? This, remember Jungle Book? Disney's Jungle Book, for those that haven't seen it. Car, the snake, because that's what a snake does, looks into your eyes, right? So the snakes starting to come out, you see. So this was in Jungle Book, all pretty interesting. You must think we're all a bunch of kids. If you don't see that, that is a psyop, then nothing is going to convince you that you're being had. All right, Draco, look into my eyes. Everybody watched the Hammer Horror films when they were kids. Look into my eyes. Hypnotists, look into my eyes. So look him in the eyes and tell him he's a liar. Because this is the greatest fabricated hoax ever to be perpetrated on people. You can see it's a psyop, all right? They are spending billions and billions to convince you, to convict you, on this narrative. And it is false. The NHS aren't spending money on operations, but are spending millions upon millions on these ads, all right? To convince you, all right? And the real data is being taken down. They're blocking the truth. These ministers are pathological liars. Now, we've got employers now demanding people take this vaccine. I thought it was safe. Why would an employer want to demand you take it if it was safe? Do they think people are so stupid, the ones that are going to go along with a Jungle Book narrative, that where they're going to look into the snake's eyes? This is hypnosis. This is a psyop. They know it is, and they're blocking all the scientific data that shows that these nanoparticulate contaminants cause sterilization, sterilize you. Now, obviously, all that people's not really too concerned about that. However, there's a lot of them have died, like Captain Tom. The lockdown now has been proven to be killing more people than what this so-called pandemic has. Right? Now, we know that as a matter of fact. But, you know, people need to get on this. I'm pretty annoyed that Viaz wasn't on the day. I was coming in to get quite excited. I mean, I do have it recorded from last week where the significant number of murders from this bioweapon are, they're just catastrophic. They're absolutely catastrophic. These scum in the mainstream media who aren't covering this and covering it up, like they covered up the 5G, like they covered up the 5G LED in Gateshead when they covered it up after the first case. They never came to any of the subsequent cases, even though they were invited. So where I could show them that the 5G LED was part of a weapons program by the Chinese. Didn't arrive, didn't come. Scum. Well, guess what scum get? We're getting them vaccines. And I'll tell you now, be good riddance to the lawyers.